This show is powered by BL3P, the Lightning-enabled European Bitcoin exchange.
Connect the build.
Magus Lee, Africa throughout Nigeria.
Man of Your Word is a song performed by American contemporary worship collective Maverick City Music. The song was released on Christian radio on August 21, 2020 as the lead single in their debut studio album. The song is known as their debut radio single. Do you know Nathan Yes released his own rendition of the song as a single with Lee McFell appearing as a featured vocalist?
No.
The Lightning Network will help Bitcoin break free in Africa.
Yes.
Is Finidi George the best soccer player ever for Nigeria?
No.
Chin chin is a hugely popular deep-fried snack in Nigeria that is commonly served to visiting guests. They are crunchy little bite-sized balls weighed with flour, milk, and sugar that are perfect for nibbling on. Have you eaten more than 1 kilogram in your lifetime?
Yes.
As well as the 5 major languages, over 500 additional indigenous languages are spoken in Nigeria. Do you speak more than 5 languages?
No.
Brian Tracy is a Canadian-American motivational public speaker and self-development author. He is the author of over 80 books that have been translated into dozens of languages. Did you read them all?
No.
Michael Benjamin Bay is an American film director and producer. He's best known for making big-budget, high-concept action films categorized by fast-cutting stylized cinematography and visuals and extensive use of special effects, including frequent depictions of explosions. Do you prefer The Rock over Six Underground?
No.
I prefer Nollywood over Bollywood films.
Yes.
My dream is to retire in El Salvador.
No.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
No.
Welcome to the Connect the World weekly podcast. I'm Edward.
And I'm Steph. We are ready to take you with us into the beautiful world of the Lightning Network.
Enjoy the ride. This is episode 61 of Connect the World. And Steph, good to see you. And we have Magus Lee today. I want to take the time to say that this show is made possible by Blep BL3P. We say our sponsor. Thank you guys for helping us out to complete our mission. And if you also want to help us in our mission, then follow us on Twitter, subscribe at YouTube. And if you have any questions, you can find us in the Telegram groups, of course. And you can go to connecttheworld.live for more information. And of course, you can donate. It's always welcome. So let's hit it on.
Conecta el mundo.
Starting with a highlight, Steph, this week.
Yes, Bitkassa.
Yeah, Bitkassa. Yeah, and we have quite some history with them. for those who don't know Bitkassa, they're a payment provider in the Netherlands, payment service provider to accept Lightning and Bitcoin. And it's driving adoption, of course, in the Netherlands, because then you can actually use it. And they originated in Arnhem in the Netherlands. And Patrick van der Meijden, we talked to him in an earlier episode. He's one of the founders of Arnhem Bitcoin City, the El Zonte of the Netherlands.
I wanted to ask Mega, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much.
Do you have something similar? Like Bitkassa is a payment service provider. So for instance, we used their service on our meetups to collect the sets paid by the guests for their beer or something. But do you have something similar in Nigeria? Or is that still to come?
In Nigeria, I'd say no, we don't at the moment.
Okay, so you when you, for instance, go to a merchant and you want to pay using Bitcoin, the merchant has to use like a wallet, like a Moon or a Blue Wallet or something like that. Or how does it work now in Nigeria?
Oh yeah, so we have a Bitcoin company in Nigeria actually. Yeah. I don't know. Have you heard about Bitnob?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bitnob. Yeah.
We heard.
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So Bitnob is actually very popular in Nigeria. And mm-hmm. it's one of the easiest app you can use to make Lightning payments in Nigeria. And that's basically what everybody uses.
Okay. So no physical point of sales solution, but as an app on your smartphone.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. So we maybe can ask Patrick to book a flight to Nigeria because the nice thing is that Bitkassa can actually be used anywhere in the world.
That's right.
And especially because they stopped providing the custodial service. So what they do now is only accept the Bitcoin and then transfer it right away to the owner of the cafe or the restaurant to their wallet. So So technically, it also works in Nigeria.
And you only have to need to open a website. So technically, it works on every device, and you don't need some physical thing, point of sale solution, and you can just use your smartphone. So that's that could be interesting. Yeah. I mm-hmm. think it's simple to fix.
Yeah.
And Mega, do you is it possible for you in your neighborhood to shop or doing your groceries or buy anything using Bitcoin, or is it difficult still?
Yeah. At the moment, I'd say we do have a couple of, you know, like a few of them that accept Bitcoin, but then I wouldn't say it's going to be very simple to find one. You know, like it might take some time for you to get to see a place that accepts Bitcoin officially. But then nothing is impossible. We are working on that. We are trying to make sure, you know, like more of them come up. You know, it's basically about increasing the adoption, you know, just creating awareness for them to know. So that's mm-hmm. what we're doing.
Okay, cool. Hey, and yeah, we had, I don't know if you saw the episode, but we had a couple of weeks ago, we had someone from Crypto Convert in the show, and he onboarded Pick and Pay. And Pick and Pay is the second largest retailer in South Africa, but he told us that in the neighboring countries, there are also some Pick and Pays in those countries. But I don't know, is it the same for Nigeria? Are there Pick and Pays in Nigeria, or...?
I honestly don't really know if there is Pick and Pay in Nigeria, but then I haven't come across any.
Okay.
So I've been to a couple of, you know, some cities in Nigeria. I don't think I've seen Pick and Pay before. So
okay.
I wouldn't say for sure if it's here.
Okay, cool. So yeah, maybe, but maybe not.
Yeah.
You must find them for us and orange peel them too.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do the proper welcome, Magasly. Great to have you on our show. And before we want to dive into all the questions we have about Lightning Space, I also wanted to just start talk a little bit about the Africa Free Routing Project that you're running. Can you explain what it is?
Yeah, so basically... Africa Free Routing is a routing node that we run. And what we do, actually, the whole model is just about we run a free routing node where you can route payments for free. So any node that's connected to us can basically just route payments for free for zero fees. I'm not sure. I don't know if you are familiar with zero fee routing.
Yeah, we are.
So we used his exact model to come up with Africa Free Routing. So we are basically just running a routing node that routes payments for free. But then we kind of sell channels to other nodes. So inbound channels from our node to them, we sell those channels to them. And everything we get from those channels, we use them to sponsor Bitcoin education in Africa. So that's just what we do in Africa.
Amazing. It's like a circular economy like that. And where do you what do you use to make the sale of the channels possible? Are you using a platform or Emboss or something else?
Yeah, so we use Emboss, MacMan. We also use we have a website, and we are currently working on building a better website actually for it. So at the moment,
it was already pretty decent, right?
Sorry?
It is already pretty decent. I looked it up this morning.
Yeah, it is decent anyways. But then we feel like we have other things, you know, attached to it. So we'd like to have a website specially for Africa Free Routing. And that's what we are working on at the moment.
Okay, okay. Good. Yeah, that's right. Africa Free Routing is a little part of the website. It's more about education also, right?
Exactly, yes.
So the beginner's course. Yeah, indeed.
Exactly.
And you say we. How many people are involved in the project?
Yeah, so at the moment we are a team of six, and we basically just scattered around Africa.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Perfect. So also different countries.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And how did you guys met? Was it online or at conferences, meetups, or?
Yeah, it was actually online, and you know, it's actually easy to meet people when you have like minds, you know. And it was online anyways. It was online, yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Hey, Steph, you probably know, but I don't know what Nollywood films are. So perhaps you can explain it to me, Magusly. What are Nollywood films?
Well, I'd say Nollywood films are very exciting movies. very exciting movies. That's one of the best movies you ever come across. You know,
okay.
In the world.
But it is the second largest film industry in the world, right?
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Nollywood.
Because Bollywood is the first, I guess, and then the second is Nollywood. So
okay.
So where does Bollywood stand?
Yeah, good question. That's a good question. I assume it's third or something. Yeah. Can imagine that it will be third.
Well, and I see Nollywood movies and television on Netflix. This is amazing.
new rabbit hole found for Edward. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Mega.
So if you haven't seen any of our movies, then you should. You really should.
okay.
But they are on Netflix, so it is also possible to see it for us.
So. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
And who's the best soccer player for Nigeria? Because Finidi George, he played at Ajax Amsterdam. I'm a big Ajax Amsterdam fan. So I knew he played
Yeah, so the reason why I said no is actually because I didn't really get to see him play. You know, I've not really watched him play. But then for the ones I have seen play, honestly, I don't have any favorite player in Nigeria. I mean, yeah, I love my country, you know, but then the football team, they've not really been impressing us very well, as everybody knows very well. So if I'm to go for a player, I think at the moment I'll go for, or should I say the best player, my favorite or the best player I've ever.
Well, go for your favorite then.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely
curious.
To be JJ Okocha. I mean, I've come to see him play a little bit, you know. And also I've been seeing a lot of his past videos, you know, his soccer videos, all the skillful things he's been doing and stuff like that. So he's definitely the one I'd pick for sure.
Okay, cool. And what team are you cheering for? Like globally?
Sorry?
What team are you cheering for? What football club do you prefer?
Oh, yeah, it's the Blues. The Blues.
Chelsea?
Exactly.
Okay. Nice. They bought a lot of players the past transfer window.
Yeah,
right?
That was very exciting for us. I think it just would be Enzo Fernandez. It was very exciting for me personally.
Yeah. Maybe but because what place are they now? I think it's the sixth or something.
Yeah, no, I think we are way below that. Should be probably eighth or tenth.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Way too low for a club like Chelsea, right?
Yeah, it is. But we are definitely going to bounce back, you know, as always.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope you will manage it, Mega. I will think of you then when they do. Hey guys, of course Edward. I think Edward falls asleep when we talk about football.
No, it's okay.
But we prepared a lot of questions for you, Mega, about your vision on the Lightning Network in general, but also about Africa Free Routing, of course. But it has to be in the 21 minutes, man. So I would like to ask you if you are ready for the 21 minutes.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Connect o mundo.
Well, we're always curious, but what was your first experience with the Lightning Network? And maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background and experience with Lightning.
Okay, so the very first experience I had with the Lightning Network would be in January 2021. Oh, sorry, January 2022, because that was last year. I had known about Bitcoin before that time. So I got a job prior to that time, in 2021 particularly. I applied for a job, and during the interviews, I was asked if I accept payment. I would love to accept my payment in Bitcoin. And at the time, I didn't know what Bitcoin is. Like, I've been hearing about Bitcoin, but then I did not really understand exactly what it is. But then I couldn't say no because I needed the job, you know, so I had to say yes. So I said yes, and then that's how I started learning about Bitcoin. So immediately after the interview, I had to go read up some stuff about Bitcoin, and that's how I got myself familiar with Bitcoin a little bit. And then in my job, I had one person that was always talking about Bitcoin every now and then, preaching about Bitcoin, and then he was basically the one that introduced the Lightning Network to me. So I have been using Bitcoin. At the time, my payment was in Bitcoin. So I experienced when I'm paid, I usually wait, you know, a couple of hours or minutes mm-hmm. for the payment to arrive. But then the very first time I experienced the Lightning Network, sorry about my voice, the very first time I experienced the Lightning Network, I was shocked. Like, I was very, very shocked. Like, I was paid and I received it instantly. So that was like a game changer for me. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is really, really exciting. Like, I remember it was in January 2022. So that was the very first experience I had. So talking about my experience, yeah, it has just revolved from there, because when I got my first experience, I started learning about it. And then the rest has just been story, you know.
Hey, but what kind of company do you work for? Because are they also paying all your other colleagues in Bitcoin then, or?
Yeah, so I actually wouldn't want to disclose their name. I hope you don't mind. But then
no, sure,
no.
What type of company is it?
Yeah, so it was more of a tech company, you know. So I was working in the role I was taking was more of a junior tech role, very junior tech role, you know. So they basically paid not just me, other colleagues, all of my colleagues were paid in Bitcoin at the moment.
Okay, that's interesting. And they only choose for Bitcoin, or could you also choose between other cryptocurrencies?
Definitely not. It's okay, always perfect. Bitcoin for me.
No, but I mean, did the company, did you have the choice to choose from another one?
Oh, no, it was just Bitcoin.
Perfect. That's good. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So maybe we can, in the after talk, when we stop this recording, we can ask you who the boss of that company is, but because we really like to talk to him, then, because it's a very interesting story to us.
Yeah, but then I would need to ask permission from him then to...
Of course.
Sure. Well, we will figure it out. Hey, can you give us an overview of the current state of the Lightning Network in Nigeria? I mean, you're already telling us that people get paid in Bitcoin using the Lightning Network. I mean, this is more than I could imagine, to be honest. But what is the current state over there?
Okay, so before I go to that part then, the company that I worked for was not a Nigerian company per se. So it was more of a foreign company. Okay. So talking about the state of the Lightning Network in Nigeria, oh man, like, I don't know. We have a lot of work to do, sincerely, because people know about Bitcoin. of course, we know very well, if you check the stats online, they'll always tell you that Nigeria is big in the adoption of Bitcoin. But the truth is, it has just been Bitcoin and only Bitcoin. So a lot of people knows about Bitcoin, but very few people knows about Lightning. I was really, really shocked. There is a guy, a particular friend I knew, he knew about Bitcoin even before I did. I mean, he was basically the one I went to at first to ask about Bitcoin. How would I exchange my Bitcoin for cash when I get paid after my interview? And I was shocked when I told him about the Lightning Network and he did not know anything about it. So he's been used to the normal way of receiving payments on chain and then having to wait for some minutes or some hours to receive the payment. And then when I showed him how the Lightning Network worked, I told him to download wallets of Satoshi and he did. And I sent, he created an invoice for me and I paid and he saw it instantly. He was really, really wowed. And he is not the only one. We have a whole lot of them. So I'd say as far as the Lightning Network is concerned, we have a lot of work to do in Nigeria. But then we already know, a lot of people already know about Bitcoin, but then very few of them knows about the Lightning Network.
Yeah. But to be honest, I think it's better to have it this way than the other way around, right? I mean, people should know what Bitcoin is and how the blockchain and the main chain works and what are the privacy concerns and all. And then if they understand the concept, then it's time to really understand the Lightning Network. So I don't know. Yeah, I think it's maybe a correct way of learning Bitcoin, right?
You're right. You're right, actually. You're right. But then I still, personally, from my own experience, I still feel that a lot of people that knows about Bitcoin don't really know Bitcoin for what Bitcoin is. I mean, how it works exactly. I mean, the potentials it brings. Most of the people here, they interact with Bitcoin because they feel, I mean, it's like a way for them to make money. They see it as a way of generating income, maybe trading Bitcoin and then getting returns generally. So that's just how it is. So only very few people in Nigeria actually knows about Bitcoin and the potential it carries. So yeah, that's... Okay.
Well, and on one side you have Bitcoin and we're talking about Lightning already. And I also think to add to what Steph said, Lightning has also the potential to lure people in to use it from another incentive because of remittances or because it's just easy to use.
Exactly.
And then you don't need to understand what Bitcoin is. But of course, it would be nice if it's the other way around. But if we're talking about Lightning, then of course we need Lightning nodes and geographically located in Nigeria or Africa. What are the biggest challenges you face in managing routing nodes there? Perhaps with the electricity, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Maybe you can elaborate on that.
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest challenge I have come across is the one you just mentioned, electricity. Yeah, because it's actually a big problem in Nigeria. I didn't really experience this when I was running Africa Free Routing because it's sponsored by Voltage and it's hosted on the cloud, you know.
Yeah.
Until I decided to set up Nigeria Free Routing myself, man, it was a hassle, really. And then after setting it up, the whole process of running the node on a daily basis was hectic, really, because there is no electricity. We rarely have power here, so I had to be buying fuel. I mean, like every day, running the generator every day to keep the node running. And another thing, challenge is the data I was using, the network particularly. So the network is fairly good, but it's not strong enough. So sometimes if you find the network failing, and those are the two major challenges I've actually faced. So the first one is the electricity, and the second one is just the connection, the network I use.
Yeah, yeah.
But thank God we've moved to a server now, so all that is gone.
Yeah, that's great. I was just thinking about a cloud, and of course, you're sponsored by Voltage, and that's amazing to be able to run it that way. Because we all know, running a Lightning node, if the energy falls out or something, and you really have a problem.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
and your initial blocks for blockchain download is also taking a lot of time, then I can imagine.
Yeah, yes, and it takes a lot of data too.
And how do you see the future of Lightning Network and routing nodes evolving in Africa? And do you think there's a role of, for Africa for playing in the growth of the network?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the way I see it is that, I mean, the Lightning Network, it can only get better as we go, because we really, really have need for it more than any other parts of the world. We have need for it. And the Lightning Network is basically... Anyways, we have need for Bitcoin. Let me be specific. Mm-hmm. We have need for Bitcoin. But then the Lightning Network is what will actually make that, you know, very possible. Like the adoption of Bitcoin very possible and easy for us. So if you're talking about people, and you know, Africa, we have a lot of challenges, starting with remittances, like you mentioned. And you cannot be sending money to somebody and have the person wait for minutes to accept to receive the payment. Or maybe you're going to pay for something and then you send the payment to the person and the person will have to wait for some minutes or hours to receive it. And, you know, that's one thing that the Lightning Network has actually helped us with. So I know very well that it can only get better. And Africa... We have a lot of part to play in developing the network generally, because we are the ones that need Bitcoin the most. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
We are the one that needs Bitcoin the most. Yeah. So definitely we also have a big part to play in making the network, you know, stable and sustained.
Yeah, and I can imagine that if you want to onboard a merchant, for instance, it's you also want them to get to know the technology and maybe run a node themselves, for them it's easier than to receive payments, of course, that they can also use a custodian, but it's better to for them maybe to spin up a node themselves, right?
To see, and
can you speak to any differences you've noticed in the use of the Lightning Network in Africa compared to other regions around the world? Maybe it's a bit difficult, but can you think of a couple of them? Well, you already mentioned the things you face, but there are also some other differences maybe.
Yeah, differences per se. I haven't really been to other parts of the world, but then in Africa, and from the little I have learned and I have been reading about other parts, I'd say, I think the biggest challenge we face in Nigeria, or sorry, in Africa generally, would just be the awareness part, you know, teaching people about Bitcoin, teaching people about the Lightning Network. Because an average Nigerian or an average African, when you try to tell them about Bitcoin, you try to tell them about the Lightning Network, they usually always see it as scam, you know, because to them, it's more like, It depends on what other information they've been getting before you come to them. So what they have in mind is, oh, you're just looking for another way to scam their money. I've had several times, a lot of people have walked up to me since they know I have a lot of connections, some things to do with Bitcoin. Yeah. I know about Bitcoin. Some people just walk up to me naturally and then they start asking questions like, how can I make money from Bitcoin? You know, how can I start
investing
in Bitcoin?
That's the first thing they ask.
Exactly. So that's how they see it. If they don't see it as a scam, then they'll see it as a means to get rich, you know, to make money. So that's the number one challenge we have. And if you're going to educate somebody about Bitcoin, then the first thing you have to do is to remove that mentality from them first. And that's the hard part. So once you're done with that, the other part is easy, because it's just basically showing them how it works and then telling them about the potential it brings. So
the possibility to get them banked, right? Because I can imagine that a lot of people in Nigeria are still unbanked, and now they have a great opportunity to make use of a digital currency.
Yes, that's true.
Hey, if some individuals or organizations in the neighborhood are looking to set things up with routing nodes in Africa, what's the best advice you can give to them?
Well, I'll just tell them to go for it. That's one. And then, yeah.
Just go for it.
Go for it for sure. And another thing I'd say is they should also be ready, prepared for those two challenges I mentioned earlier, electricity. Yeah. And then that's obviously if they want to run the node by themselves locally. But then if they are taking it to a cloud service, then it would be much easier. It's setting up a node is not hard. It isn't hard, really. It's not hard. I initially thought it was hard. Although I know I went through a lot of... It was stressful for me to set up Nigeria Free Routing because the first node I was able to spin up was on Voltage, right? There, it's very easy and very simple. Voltage makes it very easy for you to... It's basically just opening and creating an account and then clicking buttons and then you're done. But then when I decided to do it by myself, man, it wasn't easy, right? At first. But after that, I've been able to do it like 3 or 4 more times. And then I saw it became easier as I go. So the only challenge they'll come across would be the first time, right? It's hard at first, but then we can always help out anyways. Anybody that wants to do something.
Well, what I wanted to say, I think my advice would be reaching out to you guys to maybe help onboarding them. So
exactly.
And can you maybe discuss any initiatives that you are involved into educate and raise awareness about, let's say Bitcoin, but also the Lightning Network in Africa? Because on your website, I saw a lot of stuff about teaching people Bitcoin.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that, maybe?
Yes, I'm really excited to see, because before Africa Free Routing came up, it was Bitcoiners Africa at first. I mean, it was Bitcoin Africa that gave us the idea to start Africa Free Routing. So basically, we are building a community of African Bitcoiners, and what we do is we educate people about Bitcoin. So it's all about Bitcoin. We curated the course, a short Bitcoin for Beginners course. And then what we do is the course goes over to the people via email, right? It's a 21 days course. So for everyone that takes the course and completes the course, we pay them 10,000 sats for it. So that's where the whole income we are generating from Africa Free Routing goes to, right? So we when you register for the course for the first day, then the second day you receive 1,000 sats actually before even starting. So when you go through the whole course and then you get to the end, you take the quiz and then you pass, then we give you the remaining 9,000 sats. We know it's not much, but then it's big enough to get them started, right? Because we're looking at not just teaching them about Bitcoin, but also giving them the Bitcoin to actually try it out themselves. So when we give them the coins, we also direct them to places they can spend that sats immediately, right? To actually see how it works, because that's the most important part. So it's not just receiving the sats and then keeping it inside your wallet. You need to actually see how it works. So that's what we do, basically.
That's perfect. That sounds like a real good initiative. And you say that you also tell people where to spend their sats, but where is this education then located? Because I can imagine that Nigeria is pretty big. You need to know the places then where people can spend that. Do you also refer them to another website or something?
Yeah, so when we talk about where we direct them to spend sats, we are basically just referring to platforms where they can easily buy probably something as small as data or airtime, you know, and there are platforms like that. So that's
digital platforms.
Exactly, yes.
Perfect, okay.
Hey, and I was also seeing on the website that's interesting for people that are going there. There is the Calabar Bitcoin Meetup in Nigeria in February, and the Nigeria Bitcoin Meetup in Lagos.
Lagos.
Of course, Lagos, sorry.
Yeah, right. Course.
All those initiatives are very important, I guess, to actually have those people together.
Yes,
and have some programs to give them insights and how to work with it. What other things are there done to support and encourage development of Lightning and Bitcoin in in Africa?
Are you referring to African Bitcoiners?
Yeah, and the meetups and the communities there.
Yeah, so we already mentioned we have the meetups and we are building a community. And actually, we recently just started anyway. So we started about last year around that was in August last year. That's when we started officially. So you've seen how far we've come within this short period of time. We actually do have a lot of things lined up that we want to do. So the major goal is basically just to educate and then try to increase the adoption of Bitcoin and the Lightning Network in Africa. But then we have other things and we are opening them up as we go. So at the moment we have a couple of other products, you know, and yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's basically it.
Perfect. Yeah. And I hate a TikTok, but I really want to ask you another question, because there will be also a conference, right, this year in Nigeria, a Bitcoin conference.
Yes.
And are you also being part of that conference? Are you going to have a stand, or are you maybe able to speak there? Or
yeah,
in Lagos, right?
Yeah, there is. We did see something like that in Lagos, actually. Yeah. So we hope to be a part of it. At least we hope to participate as well.
Okay. And yeah, maybe we can, because I don't know who's organizing it, but maybe we can have some good words for you to that organizer to get you a stage, because I think this project you guys are running, and especially with all the communities combining the forces of you, is a perfect way. I think we need nothing more than that, you know, to help raise awareness and get the right education to people there. So
yeah, right. Thank you very much. That would be very much appreciated.
Yeah, sure. We will try our best. So let's keep in touch. And I think it's also I heard the gong, so this means that the interview is also coming to an end.
Yeah,
so, we really want to thank you, man.
Yeah, indeed. And it would be nice if you come back another time. So,
definitely.
Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. And we still have one question left for you, Mega, because we pre-recorded a couple of questions from previous guests and people from our network. Mm. You can choose one. You can choose between three. Edward will tell you exactly which one to choose from, and then you can pick one.
Okay.
I have for you, Mega. Let's have a look. Carol van Wijk, and Steph was talking about him earlier. He is the one behind CryptoConvert.
Yeah, I do. I do know about Carol. I mean, I've had conversations with him. We have a channel with him as well.
Okay. And then I also have El Professor. I don't know if you know him. He is the guy from the Lightning Network in the Spanish Lightning
community. The Latinodos.
Latinodos, Spanish speaking. So from all the Spanish
But the
countries.
Question won't be in Spanish, right?
No, the question will be in English. Absolutely. And then the last one is Moritz. And Moritz is from Albi.
Okay. I think I'll go with the one from Cairo.
Sure.
Okay, here it
Let's
comes.
Do it.
Hi, I'm Carl van Wijk from CryptoConvert. My question to you is, what would break your conviction on Bitcoin? Anything like if the 21 cap supply was lifted or anything else?
Oh, we just had such a nice bullish chat, and now you have to think of something that breaks your conviction. So Mega, let's take it away.
Yeah, so for me, I think he just mentioned it, because that's just one part of it. Then so the 21 million cap is one part of it, and then the second would be the fact that it is decentralized, right? If it was centralized before, then I think that would definitely break my conviction about it. So those are the two most powerful, you know, things that I love most about Bitcoin. The fact that it is decentralized and there is a cap for it. So it always gives me that, you know, assurance, very sure. So when people come to me and they're like, I want to make money from Bitcoin, how can I do this? I'll tell them, okay, just buy Bitcoin and keep it for minimum 5 years. I assure you that I give them 100% assurance that in 5 years, if you will keep your Bitcoin for 5 years, you can never lose money. And that's actually because there is a cap for it. And I know that the price will always go up as time goes. So yeah.
Perfect. That's nice answer to the question.
Yeah, indeed.
Cool, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Conecta el mundo.
Okay, so Mega, where can people follow you? Or more especially, of course, the project. Can you maybe share your Twitter? It can be your personal Twitter, but it can also be the Twitter from the project.
Yeah, so you can follow the project at FreeRoutingAF on Twitter, right? So Free Routing Africa, but then it's just spelled Free Routing AF, right? On Twitter. Yeah, so that's the project. And for me, it's just Megasly on Twitter.
Okay, perfect. And Edward, you will make sure everything is in the show notes, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. Thanks again, Mega. And thanks for listening to everyone. And thanks for all members participating in Satoshi Radio Rings of Fire. And of course, thanks to everyone helping to connect the world with us. So if you like our content, then please support us in our mission. Visit our website, connecttheworld.live, where you can also donate and subscribe, like, and share our content on your favorite platform. We need you to complete our mission, connect the world. So keep those nodes running, sats flowing, and rings burning. And see you all next week on the same Lightning channel. Adios.
See ya. Thank you. Bye.